You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 6:53, currently a chilly start here in north central Wisconsin. Temperature stands at 24 degrees under clear skies. Along with Ian Welsh, I am Chad Holmes. Expected plenty of sunshine today, a bit cooler than it was the last few days, a temperature of 43 expected before all is said and done today. Well, good to be back. I was off last week. May not have sounded like it from time to time because I was very fortunate to have a few guests that were amenable to come in late the previous week on Thursday and Friday to be able to record some of the interviews that you heard last week. Included was former WAOW news and sports reporter and director Brad Hansen, also Rob Hughes from Wausau Area Food for Hope, and who was on Thursday? I'm trying to remember. Oh, the cast members from the Wausau West Theater presentation of Once Upon a Mattress. So we had them on Thursday as well. Again, if you miss any of our interviews, you got a couple of different ways to listen. We always record our interviews on YouTube, so you can actually see and also hear them. So go to YouTube.com and the 98.9 WXCO channel on YouTube. And also, of course, you can go to WXCO.fm under the news section. Look for the WXCO Morning Report and you'll be able to hear our previous episodes all in one cohesive 30-minute package each and every day. And also if you go to the show notes, you'll get links to our guests and their websites. And in the case of Rob Hughes, of course, we would love for you to join us in making a donation as we come up on Thanksgiving. Rob Hughes and Wausau Area Food for Hope, they provide free Thanksgiving turkeys and hams to students and their families who are in need this holiday season. So, again, you can get always more information on our guests by going to the show page. Go to WXCO.fm under news and then click on whichever edition of the WXCO Morning Report you would like to check out. And you, of course, can also, if you are on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast, be able to subscribe to WXCO News. You'll be able to get our WXCO Morning Report and also our WXCO News Roundup with our news reporter Isabella Nieto, and be able to do that as well. So again, if you're on Spotify or any other podcast service, just search out WXCO News, subscribe, and you won't miss a thing. Across the way is our in-studio engineer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Hopefully things went well last week.
It did. I was able to play most of the segments. A few issues, but nothing major. We were able to get it worked out, and the building is still standing. That's the important thing.
Yes, it is, but it was nice to get away. I was spent a few days last week in the Chicago area. Was able to visit the Museum of Communication.
Awesome.
It was really a terrific venue. They had a special exhibit up. I actually had a couple of special exhibits up, one on the centennial of Johnny Carson. Johnny Carson be celebrating his 100th birthday this year. They had a replica of Johnny Carson's Tonight Show set. Was able to sit behind the desk of the Tonight Show where
That's
Johnny
amazing.
Would sit. That was a lot of fun. They also had, and I think for folks that are around my age, you'll remember when you first got cable TV, and one of the big cable television offerings back in the early 1980s when we first got cable TV in this area was WGN out of Chicago. And one of the things before going to school, you'd watch the Bozo Show. And they had a special exhibit on Bozo. And one of the cool aspects of the exhibit was one of the best parts of the show was always the grand prize game. And they would have one of the members of the audience, one of the kids in the audience come, and they would have, they'd be tossing ping pong balls into buckets. There were like six buckets. Mm-hmm. You get a prize for everyone you get. It would get harder and harder because they get further away.
Right.
And part of the exhibit, I was able to play the grand prize game. And that was
awesome.
That was fun. That was fun. Mm-hmm. And just generally, and then also they had a general exhibit about the late night television, the history of late night from Carson and Steve Allen right through the current day with Stephen Colbert and The Daily Show and Jon Stewart. So, again, that was a lot of fun. And then on Wednesday night, had a chance to go to the United Center in Chicago for the first time and saw a hockey game between Chicago and New Jersey. It was a very exciting game.
Cool.
Went to overtime. New Jersey beat the Chicago 4-3, but it was just cool to be there. It was a wonderful venue, a really impressive venue. And seeing a hockey game in person is always a lot of fun. I find that you miss more of hockey on TV than maybe the other sports. If you're there, you see the real skill, the real speed of the game, and it really is something very impressive. So a lot of fun last week in terms of our vacation time, and but it's always good to be back.
Yeah.
And it's good to see you again, and it's good to be
you
back.
I'm glad you took some time off.
Well, now it's time to get into the winter high school sports season. In fact, tomorrow night is our first winter high school sports broadcast of the campaign, so I had to recharge the batteries, get set for a very busy winter. Tomorrow night we'll have the Wausau West girls basketball team taking on Pacelli in the first broadcast of the winter sports season. Our coverage will begin at 5:35 for the pregame, 6 o'clock. They moved up the game because there's no JV game, so 5:35 airtime, 6 p.m. tip-off, Wausau West hosting Pacelli in high school girls basketball. And then we'll have our first Newman Catholic girls basketball broadcast coming up on Thursday night when the Fighting Cards take on Northern Lutheran from the Newman Gym. That's Thursday. We'll have more on this and a whole bunch more coming up. We'll be back at 7:22 with our next WXCO Morning Report. And coming up next, top of the hour, so an information update, news, weather, and sports, and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow coming up here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 7:23 on this Monday morning, November the 17th of 2025. Still chilly out there, but the sun is starting to rise, and we're going to see lots of sunshine today with highs in the low 40s. Right now, 24 degrees under the clear skies here at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. And Ian, one of the stories that when I got back that I saw occurred here in central Wisconsin, and you can get details on it by going to our website, WXCO.fm, is the mayor of Wausau, Doug Dinney, announced on Wednesday he is vetoing the city budget. And our Isabella Nieto has the write-up along with some sound, again, at the story at WXCO.fm. But it's not surprising because the mayor, over the last number of weeks, has been talking about that if any budget had any tax increase in it at all, that he would veto the budget. And the budget was approved by the city council on Tuesday evening. It's relatively flat compared to last year with a tax increase of about 3 cents. Council President Lisa Rasmussen praised the finance committee for their work in filling some, quote, pretty serious gaps. But it's a disagreement here between people like Lisa Rasmussen and people like Mayor Doug Denny in terms of how you try to protect core services. Rasmussen said protecting core services, yet still getting the work done that people expect to be done, is no easy task. But Denny vetoed the budget after he announced last month he would veto any plan that would raise taxes. His main problem with the budget is a potential public safety referendum on the spring ballot. The thing I don't understand about that, and maybe I'm going to have to dig a little deeper here, but again, just on the surface of it, the thing that I don't understand concerning the mayor's veto and his concerns here, okay, is that if you go to a public safety referendum on the spring ballot, that allows the voters to say, hey, we are either willing to or not willing to pay additional to make sure that we stay fully stocked in terms of the services and the staffing when it comes to public safety in the city of Wausau. I don't understand why that would be a veto-worthy item for Doug Denny, that if the people of this community say that we are willing to pay that little bit of extra in order to maintain the staffing for our public safety, I would think the mayor would be all for that. But no, he does not want a referendum. He does not want the voters to have an opportunity to vote on a referendum. The referendum would ask taxpayers to permanently fund 12 firefighter paramedic positions currently supported by federal grants. Those grants are set to expire at the end of next year. That would leave a $1.4 million shortfall for Wausau. Another thing that concerning that, back during the Rosenberg administration, we'd have the mayor on every month here on this program talking about different issues. And one thing that the mayor, former mayor, Katie Rosenberg, was outstanding at doing was scouring for every bit of funding that would come through grants and other areas in order to try to have these positions funded. I have not heard the same from the current mayor, that he is looking under every rock in order to find funding for some of these positions. His ideas, well, he does have an idea. And to be fair, the mayor has put out a proposal. I think that it's not really filled in completely, and I think that the city council president, Lisa Rasmussen, agrees with it. But the mayor said that he would save four of the firefighter positions through cuts to other departments.
Okay.
I you're still cutting, and you either want to fund positions or you don't want to fund positions. And also, four of the firefighter, that's a third of the positions. Because, again, the referendum would ask taxpayers to permanently fund 12 firefighter paramedic positions supported by the federal grants. Denny's plan would save four of the firefighter positions through cuts to other departments. And he said, and again, the aspect that I find concerning when it comes to governance.
Okay.
Denny, when he made this proposal last month, came right on and said, if his plan is rejected, he'll veto the budget. Where is the discussion? Where is the negotiation? Where is the idea of a mayor and a council working on a budget and coming to a ultimate conclusion that is fair to everybody? The mayor comes right out and says, "Well, you don't like my plan. We're gonna get a veto out of it."
That's basically the concept of, if I can't have something, then nobody can have it.
I mean, but it's just bad governance. At a certain point, it's very Trumpian again. And
it's immature is what it is.
Well, I think that's one way to put it. So now the city council will have the opportunity to override the mayor's veto with 8 votes. That would be a 2/3 majority, which is never easy, but we'll wait and see whether or not the council has the votes to override the mayor's veto. But again, it just seems like just poor governance. At a certain point, the mayor, in the first couple of years of his administration, has come across as somebody who feels like, again, it's my way or the highway.
Exactly.
And I think as his term continues, he is going to have to, I think, make an adjustment. This is not a king of Wausau.
No,
this is a mayor of Wausau. We have a council that he needs to start working with, I think, a little bit more effectively. So, again, you can check out more details on this story by going to Isabella Nieto's story at WXEO.FM. Coming up, bottom of the hour, information update. We'll include the farm report as well. And then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow after that. And then we'll be back at 7:52 this morning with another WXCO Morning Report here on 98.9 WXCO. Good morning once again, everyone, and welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The sun is rising here in downtown Wausau, live from our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Temperature, 25 degrees. Yep, we're at that time of year where the temperatures are going to start to be cooler and cooler. We've been actually very fortunate recently that a weekend where the temperatures were very nice. We expect a lot of sunshine today, so it'll be very pleasant as you get out there. Temperatures will ultimately get into the low 40s before all is said and done. Again, I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. Ian, again, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Coming up in the final segment of our show, we will have an opportunity to start another week with you on our number for the day quiz.
That's right.
We'll have some special number that we will give some information about, and we will give Ian three different choices, and he'll have an opportunity to try to get it right. We test him and basically try to give him an opportunity for a passing week, a winning week, an A grade, and try to get back to another perfect week, which would be a magical week. So we'll start things off again coming up in the final part of our 8:22 segment here this morning.
Very good.
Another story from last week when I was away on vacation that came up is we have a candidate on the Democratic side for the 29th State Senate District. And of course, Corey Tomchek, the Republican, is currently the state senator. The last time around, he ran against Bob Look, our friend Bob Look, and now looking to have another candidate here for the Democrats in 2026. And the first Democratic candidate is Jillian Bettino. And we know Jillian because she was on and she had run previously for the Wausau School Board. And actually when this program, my program first began, it was during the midst of a election season and had a chance to talk to Jillian Bettino during that era. Very, very impressive woman. She is someone who's also run for the state treasurer and for the United States Senate in the past. And she is putting herself out there. And something that we all should think about, and I know it's not easy, got to raise money. You have to go out there and talk to a lot of folks. But anybody who gets involved, and I think especially when it's not an easy race, and the 29th State Senate District has not been a district that tilts towards Democrats. It's I thought Bob Look ran a very good campaign the last time around, spoke to, I think, important issues, spoke to coming together, and unfortunately, still, the partisan tilt made it very difficult. I think in the case for Jillian Bettino, or whoever, if there is another Democrat that runs, I'm not sure we'll see another Democrat that runs. We'll have to wait and see on that. But based on the performance of Republicans in public office, both nationally, statewide, and locally, I do think there's an opportunity with the right messaging, with the ability to connect with voters, to be able to get a hearing. Because I think that's the bottom line. You have to be able to have an opportunity for folks to listen. And sometimes I think in these tilted districts, which is, I think, one of the main issues of gerrymanders throughout the country, that it doesn't matter what the discussion is or what the capabilities are of a candidate, it comes down to the R or the D next to their name on the ballot. Mm. But I do think with some of the issues out there that perhaps there will be more people that tend to think of themselves as Republicans or conservatives, they'll be open to listening in 2026 because, frankly, too many Republicans are proven not capable of doing the job.
Yeah.
And I mean,
it's true.
Would you ever consider running for office of any kind?
Well, I mean, I would like to, but I don't think I could handle the pressure of all of that. You know, the going door to door, talking to people about the issues, making phone calls. I have enough anxiety as it is. If I try to get into politics, I guarantee you I would have a nervous breakdown.
No, I think that makes a lot of sense. In fact, myself, I mean,
politics is not for everybody.
Nope, and I think it's just difficult to go up
to
people that you don't know.
I do applaud those who go into politics, though, because that takes a lot of courage and it takes a lot of, you know, understanding the issues and trying to, you know, get the message across. And, you know, some people do better than others, and some people shouldn't get into politics in the first place, but that's a whole other discussion.
Yes,
but
it is.
You know, politics is not an easy field.
No, it is not. And that's why I got great respect for anybody, both the Republican and Democrat, that does decide to throw their hat into the ring. You can get, again, more information on the announcement Jillian Bettino made at Memorial Park in Wausau last Tuesday. Our news reporter, again, Isabella Nieto, was at the campaign event, the launch last week, and she wrote about it at WXCO.FM. Again, you can keep up to speed on the news from the area and the state by going to WXCO.FM. Jillian Bettino said that she's running because I'm worried, but also hopeful. She says, I'm worried about the future of my family and the families that make up this community. I think a lot of us are, and I think that's very true. She took aim at State Senator Tomczyk, said a lot of people in our community are stretched thin. Folks are working hard, but it's harder and harder to make ends meet. And the government at every level seems unwilling to meet the needs of everyday hardworking families and more focused on the partisan food fighting that got us here in the first place. Our current state senator is no exception to that. So, again, it's just the start of the discussions that will lead to 2026. The election for this seat won't be for about a year. So, again, lots of time to talk about it. We'll reach out to Jillian Bettino, and I'm sure she'll be able to come and visit us here in our studios and talk about some of the issues she'll be focusing on here in this election. Almost 8 o'clock, top of the hour information update coming up. Then we'll be back at 8:22. Included will be our number of the day quiz and a whole bunch more. WXCO 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. 27 degrees under partly sunny skies here at 8:23. Live from our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau, I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. Coming up tomorrow morning on the program, we will be joined by Quinn Suhan from the Marathon County Literacy Council, talking about a special event as we get closer and closer to Christmas. It's called the Letters to Santa event. And along with Quinn, we expect that she will also be bringing her daughter to read a Christmas story as well. So we'll hear about the Letters to Santa event with the Marathon County Literacy Council and more with Quinn Suhan tomorrow morning here on the WXCO Morning Report. Coming up on Wednesday, we will have a chance to talk to members of the cast of the DC Everest Performing Arts Department presentation of SpongeBob Musical.
Hooray.
It's a 2-week event. They had their opening weekend just this past weekend.
Oh, man.
They have another opportunity coming up this weekend for you to go over to DC Everest and see it. So, again, the SpongeBob musical at DC Everest High School. And we'll have a chance to speak to three of the cast members on Wednesday morning here on the program as well.
Fantastic.
Thursday, it will be Sean Wright, the executive director of the Grand Theater. It's getting very, very busy at the Grand. Holiday time is always very busy, of course.
Oh, yes, it certainly is.
Next week was already Thanksgiving. Hard to believe, isn't it? Next week, man. Thanksgiving. And then, of course, you really get into the Christmas season as well after that. So, again, we are turning the corner towards the holiday season.
My mom was telling me that Thanksgiving is pretty late this year. It's on the 27th, which is usually, I think our Thanksgiving is usually on the 25th, if I'm not...
No, it changes every year. It's always on Thursday, so it's the date will be different.
It's never the same date.
Exactly.
That is true.
So that's coming up here on the program over the next few days. Also, a reminder that this week is the beginning of our winter high school sports season.
That's right.
High school sports starts off with high school girls basketball this weekend. That's where we begin. And coming up tomorrow evening, our first girls basketball broadcast of the winter, Wausau West will host Pacelli. A bit of an early start time. Normally it's a 7:15 tip, but because there will not be a JV game tomorrow night, they've moved up the game. Pacelli against Wausau West, 5:35 airtime, 6 o'clock for the opening tip-off. Then Thursday night, Newman Catholic will be taking on Northern Lutheran, 7 o'clock for the pregame, 7:15 for the tip-off. Friday night, we will have Wausau West against Superior, 7:20 for the airtime. That game is part of a tournament over in Merrill this weekend. So West and Superior from Merrill Friday night at 7:20 in girls basketball. And then Saturday, the second day of the Merrill event, Wausau West will take on the Merrill Blue Jays, 4:50 pregame, 5 o'clock for the opening tip. Again, right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And of course, if you have not downloaded the Civic Media app yet, what are you waiting for?
Exactly.
Get that Civic Media app. Go to your app store, search Civic Media, download it. It is free, and then you'll be able to get all the information you need, our news reporting from Isabella Nieto, be able to listen to this program and all the programs live wherever you may be, and also just be able to keep up to speed on everything with 98.9 WXCO and the entire Civic Media radio network.
So, that's right.
So, again, get that Civic Media app. Within minutes, wait till we're done with this segment because we got coming up here. In fact, let's go right into it because we're back at it. The number of the day quiz, Ian Welsh.
Week.
How'd you do last week? I can't remember.
Three out of five.
Okay, so you had a winning week.
A successful week.
Very, very good. And that's you've had a couple of passing weeks and now a winning week, so you're on a bit of a roll. Let's see if we can get off to a good start towards a perfect week. That's the goal.
That's always the challenge.
Get a perfect week. So, all right. I saw an interesting survey over the weekend. I thought, hey, this will be a perfect number for the day.
All right, I'm ready.
Basically, 100 years, we have more people that live to be 100 nowadays. And I have a mixed feelings because when you get that old, sometimes you're just not able to do everything you want to be able to do because you get old and the body starts to wear down. So there's positives. Of course, you want to live. You want to keep living. You want to be able to be with your friends and family for as long as possible.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you don't want to be a burden or want to be able to not be able to do the things that you enjoy doing.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a survey. How many people definitely don't want to be 100 years old, don't want to live to see 100? What percentage definitely don't want to live to be 100 years old? That they just don't want to be that old. They don't want to be in a position where it's difficult to be able to move around, and maybe sometimes the mind is not as sharp as well. So what percentage definitely don't want to live to be 100 years old?
Okay.
Your choices are 22%, 32%, 42%.
what percentage of people definitely don't want to live to be 100?
Exactly.
22, 32, or 42? You know what? I'm going to say final answer. I'm going to say 42%. A final answer, I'm going to say 42.
All right. 63% want to see their 100th birthday. 4% don't know. Actually, 5% don't know. And 32% don't want to see their birthday. All right. We'll try again tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll see you then.
All right, happy Monday, everybody. Take care.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.